Okay, we're here. It's the late lunch. We're in the kitchen. Gaynor's stirring and sizzling. Gaynor, what are you up to today?
Today I am making a bulk load of vegetable soup.
Well, it's difficult to explain just how big that pan is, but it is actually half the size of you, isn't it?
It is. It's as tall as a wooden spoon.
A wooden spoon.
And as wide in circumference as a wooden spoon. So and that's a big wooden spoon.
So it's pretty big. So we're quite not big. Talking family of four here, are we, Gaynor?
No, we're probably talking family of 10.
Okay. And I know you're doing this because you've got an event coming up tomorrow, haven't you? So tell us what it is.
It's the Christmas fair.
Yes.
And we're having hot soup and mince pies, hot mince pies and stuff. So, because we've got a street market and Santa's Grotto and all that. So I thought I would use this time to make the soup.
Yeah. So we're having soup because you got to make it at the Christmas fair.
That's right.
So sneak preview coming up. Oh my God, look at the size of that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm talking about the vegetables here.
There is a lot of vegetables going in. Right. So do you want me to tell you what the ingredients are?
Well, if you would.
Okay. So I've got 3.5 ounces of marge or butter in my big soup pan.
Yes. You're counting out the onions now,
aren't
you?
I've just got them caught because they're under the swede.
So well, you don't want that, do you?
I've got about 6 carrots diced.
Yes.
A large swede diced and 5 potatoes diced.
Okay.
And a large Spanish onion and a large clove of garlic. So I've melted the butter in the saucepan and just added the onions.
Right.
And the garlic. And then we let that sizzle away until it goes translucent. Do you remember what that means?
I do. It's sort of see-through, isn't it?
See-through.
Yay. But dumb question number one.
Yeah.
How do you know how much veg to put in?
It depends how big your pan is or how many you're feeding for. I mean, this should do 10 easily.
Okay.
So if you've only got 2 carrots and 2 potatoes and an onion, you can still make a soup out of it, you just do less stock.
Okay.
So did I mention potatoes? 5 potatoes.
Yeah, you did mention 5 potatoes.
5 potatoes, yeah. So then now that the onions that are sizzling in that butter are going translucent, I'm going to add the rest of the veg all at once.
Yeah, you're needing all your biceps there, aren't you, to hold that stack of veg.
Yeah, and I have got a photograph of how big the pile of diced veg is, so I'll put that up.
Yeah.
And so don't mention about the recipes, they will all be going up.
Well, I didn't, you see, I didn't need to.
No, I know, because I've got guilt thing, haven't I?
Yeah, I knew it would work.
Yeah, it does.
If I didn't say it.
But if I can just get the Christmas fair out of the way.
Yeah.
And that, then.
And then you'll be free to do it.
Freer. I say free, but I'll be freer.
Right. So mix them all up.
Mix them all up into that butter in the bottom of the pan.
Yeah.
With the onions. And then to that, I'm going to add 2 ounces of plain flour.
Why?
Because that's your thickening agent.
Right.
And if you add it to the veg while it's cooking in the butter, it sticks to the veg.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cause any lumps in the soup.
Right.
Because it's kind of just coating the veg.
Okay. So don't add it later.
No, add it at this point.
Yeah.
Vital.
Okay.
So to that, I'm going to add salt and pepper. So, to taste. Well, I would add the pepper, but I've lost it. Oh, there it is. There you go. No, there's pepper. It's just a good covering of salt and pepper.
Yeah, I'm going to sneeze in a minute.
Well, that'll make a change with your cold, won't it? So, what I've previously done is boiled the kettle, and I have a jug of stock. Now, I've got 2 pints of stock.
Yes.
And in that 2 pints of stock, I have 4 vegetable stock jelly things.
Okay, by a well-known manufacturer. Under the name of stock pots?
Yes, because
four of those in 2 pints of
water. 4 of those in 2 pints of water.
Does it have to be a stock pot or can you use a cube?
The cubes are okay, but I always find that using the cubes makes it very salty.
Does it?
Mm.
Oh, right.
But for some reason, these jelly pots, they've just got lovely flavour.
Okay.
And they dissolve nicely.
So Gaynor recommends a stock pot.
See, I'm not doing that. You're doing that. I'm being really good.
Oh, is that a brand name? Have I just blown it?
Well,
I might have, mightn't I?
Yeah, possibly. I don't actually. It's not a brand name, is it? But it's a
no. but other forms or
of jelly stock in a pot type thing are available.
Yeah.
While I think about it at this stage, this is for a vegetable soup. Now, if you were going to want to do a chicken soup, say, you'd start exactly the same way, but instead of using vegetable stock, you'd use chicken. And then, if you've got any leftover chicken from a join or whatever, or you've previously cooked up some chicken breast or whatever, you can then add, at this stage, when you add the stock, you can add chunks of chicken.
So, if you...
It would then be chicken soup.
Chicken soup. So,
and you can also do this exactly the same, and then you can get a beef flavour one.
Oh, right, see what, you, see what you're
saying.
Yeah,
so then you get some diced beef and make the beef stock and put that in, and then put the beef
in. In fact, you could put anything in it, couldn't you?
You could.
You could put what? I don't know. Can you think of anything else? Turkey.
You could do turkey. Christmas. Yeah, this is brilliant with Christmas turkey.
Turkey soup.
Turkey soup.
Yeah, turkey
and it
leftovers.
Freezes. Freezes really well.
What, you can freeze soup?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Wow.
So if you make a big pot like this,
yeah.
you can freeze it, and then you've got it for, a, you can do it in portions, and then you can feed yourself for the winter without having to worry.
Look at that.
So when it snows, when we get that big snow, you're all right, because you've got a freezer full of soup, see?
Love it, I love it. Yeah. So will you freeze some of that for me then?
No.
Thanks.
No, I might do actually, because you won't be able to get down to
it. No, I won't be able
to. No, because you're Charles Dickens.
I won't be able to taste it. Yeah, I'll be being Charles Dickens on Saturday.
Yes, you
little
will.
Plug. Come and no.
No, don't go and see you until after. Come and see
yeah,
me.
Yeah, go to the Christmas fair at the Isabel Community Centre on Saturday, December the 2nd, and then after that, come and see Charles Dickens at the Steam Railway.
Yes,
because I'm doing a new show there.
Are you?
Which is called Christmas with a Twist.
A lot of a twist.
Yeah, well done. Too quick for me.
I know.
Right.
You've had to, how many weeks has it taken before you realised I'm quicker than you?
No, not long. I knew on the first minute. So right. is it done then already?
No, almost. So do you see how that's thickening? Well, on the radio you can't see that that's thickening, but Kevin can be your eyes.
Yeah, it's thickening.
It's thickening, it's not so loose. Keep pushing it around because it does tend to stick on the bottom.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do
is
now...
Is that a high heat, by the way?
Yes.
All right.
Because you shouldn't boil soup, really. You bring it to the boil, and as soon as it boils, you turn it down and simmer it. So what I'm going to do now, because I know by the consistency of that, it's going to... Once I blitz it down, it is going to be really thick. So I'm just going to top that up with some water from the kettle.
Okay.
So I'll trot over and...
Okay, off you go then. Oh, she's back. With a kettle.
So I'm adding about the same amount of level of water as was already there.
I just want to assure people that was Gaynor pouring a kettle into the soup.
That what noise. Else could it have been?
Well, I don't know, but people listening,
they
might have questioned it.
They might have done. So now you've got essentially 4 pints of liquid in there.
Right.
Now, there is a little trick with this soup, right? So you let that come to the boil.
Yes.
And then you simmer, and it literally takes about 15 minutes
to simmer.
To simmer before it's ready. And as soon as you can put a fork straight through it, like it's cooked.
Hey?
Silly. Right, so you put a fork in it, and it's tender and it's shut, it's pretty.
Right. So
then you can get one of those electric blitzer blenders, right?
Yeah.
And blitz it, and you can either have it lumpy, like a broth, or you can have it smooth.
Could you leave it like that with
you
all
can
the,
leave it like that with all the bits
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
but it literally whatever your preference, but it literally takes 15 minutes, which is why you can't taste it yet.
No, it's because a bit gutting, isn't it?
Yeah.
First time
but
ever.
When it is completely finished, you might still be here, so you might still be able to taste it, but it's doubtful.
It's not gonna happen, is it, today?
But I would just like to mention something about these hand blender, mixer, blender things. Do you know the ones I mean? The stick ones with the spinny blade?
Yes,
yeah?
I do.
Don't wash them up when they're plugged in.
Ah, that's good advice. Mm-hmm. By the look on your face, somebody's done that.
They have, yes.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
What happened?
Wendy decided to make some kebabs for her children.
Yeah.
And she went...
Is that Wendy who stabbed herself in
the face this morning? Yes, that's Wendy in the kitchen.
Hello, Wendy.
And she was cleaning it, running it under the tap, forgot it was plugged in, held it in her hand and pressed the button and whizzed the end of her finger off.
anybody eating their lunch at the moment?
So it has been stitched on, but
So she whisked her finger off.
Yeah, it's stitched back on. It's not very useful, but
I thought I was clumsy, but that's bad enough.
Yeah, that's bad. And then you add that to the point that she stabbed herself in the face just now.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't deliberate, was it?
No, and she fell out of bed at the weekend and smacked her eye on the bedside cabinet.
She's got a black eye and a stabbed face.
A split lip.
And she's still working. Oh, you're such a hard boss, aren't you?
No, she's stoic, is Wendy.
Stoic. That's one word for it.
Yeah, that's what. Proper woman, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, it's just a mere flesh wound.
Hero.
Yeah, back
Wendy,
to the
we love you.
Yes.
But please don't hurt yourself anymore.
She's banned from anything electrical. So, yeah, so basically that's all there is to it.
What, you mean you're finished?
Well, yeah.
Oh, so is it just like chatting now?
It's just chatting until this is boiled.
So what are you doing? You're sort of flicking it about with a wooden spoon?
Yeah, I'm just making sure it doesn't
and
stick on the bottom. And you don't have to do anything else. This is one of those things you can just do it.
Okay.
Walk away.
Okay. So just to recap then. Mm-hmm. So say it's a family of four. Your quantities would be a couple of spuds, a couple of carrots, one onion, one swede.
Yep. You can put parsnips in it as well if you want to. Or anything. You know, right, they've been on the news, they've been talking about food wastage.
Yes.
And they've been saying, if you've got any food wastage, make soup. Ideal for food wastage. Yeah. So if you've got anything that's slightly past its best.
Okay.
But rather than waste it, dice it up. Cook it like that, freeze it, you're done for the winter.
So, vegetables that are just about...
Yeah, just a little bit past. I mean, obviously not mouldy but past their best.
Yeah.
And you're looking at them and you're going, oh, I really don't want to use... You know, like if you get bendy carrots?
I do know.
Yeah? You get some bendy carrots.
Bendy.
Well, when they go bendy, they still taste exactly the same.
Okay.
So, they are more tricky to peel, so don't bother peeling them. Just wash them.
Okay.
Dice them. Soup
them in.
Yeah.
Soup them.
Leeks, because they go a bit limp.
You could be our superwoman.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah. Okay.
So anything that looks like it's a bit... don't throw it away.
Okay.
Make it into soup.
Okay. All right. Well, I love it, but I'm not going to taste it, am I? Unless you save some on Saturday.
I will save some.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Save some.
I will save some.
And I'll taste it maybe next week.
I'll put some in the freezer for you.
Thanks.
And then you can taste it next week, and then you can tell everyone how fabulous it is.
Okay, all right.
Okay. And I won't forget either.
And we're not even lying, are we? I'm not going to even pretend to taste it.
No.
Okay.
We haven't never lied.
Never, ever.
No, we haven't.
No.
Even when you made the omelette, we never lied. It did actually taste nice.
But whatever you do, don't let Wendy in here until this is done.
No.
Because she might just put her head in that bowl
there's
of soup.
Not a lot, many
that
options.
That pan of soup, mind you.
Not many options.
Is it done yet? She'll go.
Yeah. Oh, no, then it'll be a steam burn to the face, which you nearly got.
I know.
So then we would have had to run your head under the tap for 10 minutes.
Right, time to go, isn't it? Well, that's today's late lunch with no injuries. Thanks again.
That's okay. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.